Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. This spring, the Michigan Senate passed Bill 78, which prohibits state agencies from setting aside land to maintain biodiversity. The bill has drawn strong criticism from various environmental groups who argue the bill would be a setback for land conservation and harmful to Michigan's ecosystems. Dr. Brad Cardinale is a professor at the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources. Cardinale and 133 other scientists from around the state have penned a letter to Governor Rick Snyder against the bill, requesting that he veto the legislation if it passes the House. And we welcome Dr. Brad Cardinale to Current State. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us. Let's start by breaking down Senate Bill 78. Explain, in your view, what this bill would do.
Well, there's two things that this bill would do. The first, as you said in your introduction, it would prevent any state agency from managing or setting aside public lands for the explicit purpose of maintaining Michigan's flora and fauna. It also redefines the term conservation to focus much more on extraction of natural resources through fracking, through lumbering, and through mining. And then the last thing, and also very concerning, is it would prevent state agencies from managing any ecosystem so that it could be restored and managed sustainably into the future.
Well, now, for those who support Senate Bill 78, what is the goal here? Is this an attempt to juice up the state's economy then with more mining, timber, et cetera?
Yeah, you have to, I think, set this bill in the political and economic backdrop of the state right now. We are coming out of a recession, and many of our leaders who are in the House and the Senate believe that one thing that could give us an economic stimulus is to use our state lands, our public lands, for more natural extraction of resources through lumbering, fracking, and mining. And so there's been a sequence of environmental laws that have either been repealed, changed, or enacted that would make it open up our opportunities for us to do that. Senate Bill 78, I think, is just one in a sequence of bills. This one is being sponsored by Senator Tom Casperson. And Casperson has long had some concerns about Michigan Department of Natural Resources, who he believes really limits our ability to use public lands for purposes of extraction. And he is in particular concerned about what's called the Living Legacies Program. The Living Legacies Program would set up a sequence of what are called biological stewardship areas throughout the state. These are some public lands, but they would also be conserved with private lands through voluntary programs, where we would try to conserve the majority of Michigan's flora and fauna in a relatively small area of the state. But Senator Casperson believes that would limit our ability to use those small amounts of state lands for other purposes. And so he basically drafted Senate Bill 78 to prevent this Living Legacies program from moving forward. The problem is that his bill does not ever mention the Living Legacies program, and it doesn't ever mention any of these biological stewardship areas. And instead, it just makes very broad sweeping generalizations that we shouldn't be able to manage for biodiversity in the state.
Do we have areas right now in Michigan that are similar to the BSAs that are basically set aside and protected from this kind of development?
We do have areas in the state, public lands, that are managed for balancing recreation, balancing the conservation of biodiversity, balancing, you know, things like extraction of lumber, trees. We do not currently have a systematic means of conserving biodiversity in the state by setting up a reserve of hotspots of biodiversity that would guarantee that our flora and fauna are conserved into the future. And so that's what the biological stewardships area was supposed to do, is come up with a coordinated plan for the state for conservation. And incidentally, a plan like that is something that is actually required for state forestry certifications. We have two certifications that give the state credibility as a sustainable forestry industry. And all of these certifications require that you have a management plan for the state's biodiversity.
Now, I'm led to believe some of the reading that I've done on this suggests that biodiversity plays a significant role in terms of invasive species. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, so there's really abundant scientific evidence that a great variety of ecosystems, whether they're forests, lakes, grasslands, you name it, are much better able to resist invasive species if they have a diverse set of native species. And generally the idea is that if you have a wide variety, a diverse native flora or fauna, those native flora and fauna are very good at taking up all of the biologically essential resources, the light, the nutrients, the water, the things that limit the growth of plants and animals. And by being very efficient at taking all of that up, it makes it very difficult for an invasive species to come in and get itself established in the diverse system. So managing for biodiversity is one of the primary ways that we try to prevent invasive species, or we prevent pests and disease that might damage our forests.
In a way, you have natural predators. That's a kind of a clumsy way to refer to it, but you've got things built into the ecosystem that would resist an invasive species. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
And a lot of my work personally has actually been in the field of biological control in agricultural systems that produce our food. I've done work in soybeans and alfalfa and other types of crops where we see that if there are a wide variety of what we call natural enemies, but those are essentially, viruses, bacteria, insects that might eat pests like aphids, systems that have a diverse group of these natural enemies are much better able to control our pests and disease, and the end result is that we get higher crop yields.
Does anyone in Senator Casperson's camp argue that the state has been overly cautious with regard to the environment? Is that a part of their message here?
I think that is a part of their message. I think that there is a sense among certain legislatures right now that we've got a lot of public land that could be used to sort of help us get out of the economic downturn. And that perhaps by setting aside too much of that land, we're preventing ourselves from digging out of the hole.
Can a case be made for that, in your view?
I think very legitimately a case can be made like that. But I think that nobody is arguing that we shouldn't be able to use these public lands for economic growth or extraction. And in fact, even the biological stewardship areas that the DNR has proposed, they would not change our ability to log forest. They wouldn't necessarily change mining rights. There are certain things that would be incompatible with biodiversity conservation. You can't clear-cut a forest in its entirety and still conserve biodiversity. But I think what a lot of people don't recognize is that if done correctly, certain kinds of lumbering can actually be very beneficial to biodiversity. And so I think that the folks in Senator Casperson's camp are viewed perhaps as going a little bit too far, where they perhaps want to extract too much.
Okay.
And that would perhaps influence our ability to manage our ecosystems sustainably into the future.
You were one of 133 scientists who signed this letter. What does that say? What's significant about the fact that all you scientists have come together to offer your opinions on a political matter?
Well, I think there's two things that are significant about it. I mean, one is that these 133 scientists are all professors who practice and do research at the 14 Michigan institutions. All of us trained students who are going to go on and be the foresters in the state, who are going to manage our water quality in the state. Collectively, we've got tens of thousands of years of experience and thousands of peer-reviewed publications. So these are sort of the who's who of academic scientists that deal with natural resources in the state. And they're coming together and they're saying, this bill is a really bad idea. It is going to hurt our ability to maintain healthy and productive ecosystems in the state that many of which are sort of the foundation for our prosperity in the long term. And we're very concerned that if this bill is enacted and we don't protect biodiversity, that we're going to hinder our ability to be prosperous into the future. The second thing that I think is really significant about it is that, typically academic scientists don't chime into the political arena because they're very concerned that doing so might compromise their view of objectivity. But this particular bill was so scientifically illiterate that I think that many academic scientists just said we can't stand in the background and not say something.
Hmm. The letter's not been sent yet. Is it your group's plan to send it?
Yeah. If as we anticipate, the bill passes through the House after the summer recess, then our plan would be to pass this on to Governor Schneider and ask him to veto the bill. And if he does, in fact, go ahead and pass Senate Bill 78, it's going to be against the best advice of his scientists in the state.
Okay, and you do anticipate the measure to be passed by the House then?
Everything that we've heard so far is that, yes, the bill will be deliberated, but the there is supposedly enough votes that it should pass the House and pass it readily, just as it did the Senate not too long ago, where it passed essentially along party lines.
Well, Dr. Brad Cardinale is a professor at the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources. Dr. Cardinale, thanks for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
This segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.